But springtime is definitely here because we've got mallards mating in the pond.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever we got ducks fucking in the pond, we know it's springtime.
It's fucking duck season. Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night. Cure it! Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael, the virtual Mickey. Tonight, Barty gets a new iPad Pro, the big one. Joel is taking two steps back on cell phones, and Michael already misses Mickey. All that and more on Late Night. And now, digitally gathering to watch the ducks on Barty's pond. What the hell are they doing? Oh, never mind. Here's Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael! Welcome, everybody, to Lonnie Kerm. No, what did I call it? Let me start over.
Yeah.
I was reading it. It was, yeah. Welcome, everybody, to Late Night QRM, a.k.a. Lanny Quirm. There we go.
I think it would be Lynn Quirm.
Well, Lynn Quirm, or if you do what all the millennials do with everything, they take the first two letters of each word now, and, you know. This is show 210, and from the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, I am Barry J.
And also from the Monadnock region in a little bit further north, this is Joel.
And from New York's Duck Hill Plateau, this is Barty.
And Michael will be joining us later on. He's on the last hour trek from his Disney World trip.
Vacation.
Yeah, he was a chaperone for the band, so was it a vacation?
There was joyous moments interwoven, I'm sure, with lots of work and worry.
Yeah. So he'll be joining us later, and he'll have, I'm sure, lots of stories to tell us. So if we don't get them all in this show, we'll definitely get them in the next show. So, yep. But until then, we've had some nice weather this week here. It actually got up into the 70s a couple days. And today it started getting a little cold. It was wet here. Rainy, yep. Wet. Barty, you said you had snow.
Yeah, we've had off and on snow for the past week and a half.
Wow. Oh, boy.
And we're scheduled to get snow, right, Joel?
Yes, sir, we are. Yes, sir. We are supposed to get an inch tonight, followed by up to 2 inches throughout the day tomorrow, and then Sunday night into Monday, another possible 2 to 3.
Wow. I'm glad I didn't take the snowblower off today. I was tempted. I was planning on doing it today, and when I heard the weather forecast, I said, yeah, maybe next weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. My wife and I were planning on doing that this weekend as well, but with all the snow in the forecast, they haven't really said how much snow we're supposed to get. They're saying that they can't really predict it at this point. So that kind of made me kind of worried, like, really? I mean, can you at least say if it's going to come across the lake or not? Because that's a pretty good indicator.
Yeah, really. But
I said this. I was supposed to take studded snow tires off of Goldfinger because of driving in Massachusetts.
That's right. Yeah.
The hell with that. I'm driving them studded snow tires right into Massachusetts to work on Monday if there's snow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a little too early for Massachusetts. I mean, name an April we didn't get snow.
I was kind of thinking the same thing, you know, and then I'm trying to recall, is it by the end of April or the beginning of April? And that's what I couldn't, actually, I should research that.
Yeah, yeah, you might get a month to take them off.
Right.
So. Yeah. Another thing we were looking to do that we haven't gotten around to yet was take the hard top off the Jeep and put the soft top on it.
Ah.
So, yeah, we were looking for like a really warm day to be able to do it so we could have the garage door open and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't really been that consistent. The warm days we've had, we had other things to take care of. So,
yeah.
And then the very next day, it got cold again. So I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, so, this is always that kind of weather. But, well, wait a minute. We're getting ahead of ourselves. First, let's go to podcasters.
To the end of April.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Podcasters Anonymous now.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
And I can guarantee you, Michael is drinking water right now.
Yeah.
And then when he gets home, I'm sure it's going to be some nice big adult beverage.
So, yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, to let his hair down, so to speak.
Yes, and so for me, I am enjoying a small glass of port wine.
Oh, the fruit juice of happiness.
Yeah, until it takes your legs out.
You're sitting down, so you're good to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, Joel has an issue with port wine.
Yeah, it tends to give me gout.
Yeah.
Like every time I start drinking it, if I'm drinking it a couple nights a week for about a month's time, I absolutely positively will get a case of gout in my left foot.
And that one time, well, there was that one time on Radio QRM where we drank a gallon of it between the two of us. That
I remember that. Yeah, that was a good episode.
That's why I call it the fruit juice of happiness, because it's like fruit juice with a happy ending.
Yeah. But that was back in the days when Joel was still a Jaffrican.
Yes, it was. Now I'm an Antrobite.
That's good. I like that.
All right, Barty.
I'm enjoying some Poland Springs water.
Oh, sorry. I skipped over Joel.
I was wondering why. I mean, did he piss you off, or you got something against Canadian whiskeys?
It's just a predetermined automatic known that I'm going to be drinking something. It's usually going to be a Canadian blended whiskey. And in this case, it is Crown and, believe it or not, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Interesting mix.
It's good.
Use
quite tasty. Although a little bit of the leftover Christian Brothers brandy happened to fall in the glass at the same time with the ice cubes.
Oh, don't you hate when that happens?
I'm like, there's only
tomorrow.
There's only a few drips of this left. I can't throw this out. Oops, it fell into my sippy cup.
Yeah, I do have to go out and get some podcasting supplies here pretty soon. I drained two bottles this week. That's the kind of week I was having. Yeah,
I was getting ready to say, wow, you had one of those weeks too?
Yeah, well, let's tell us about it with In Days of Our Lives.
Ooh, nice segue.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
I expect to hear chirping birds.
I don't have those. I would. Here we are. Yeah, nothing spectacular to talk about. It's just, it was one of those weeks at work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Herding cats.
Yeah. Oh, one of those weeks.
Listen to that. Everybody's problems, and everybody had problems.
Uh-huh.
And.
And they were your problem.
And trying not to climb up onto the roof of the building with a high-powered rifle and saying goodbye to fellow employees as they left. Not that I would ever do that, but
you can't say that in today's PC touchy feely overly sensitive butt hurt world.
Yeah.
Remember this is a nation of pussies that we're dealing with. And
special snowflakes.
A special
snowflake. All right.
So special. So you can't even throw away comments like that and somebody, I'm terrified. What the hell was that, college?
Oh, yeah. Somebody put Trump 2016 in chalk on the thing, and they're terrified.
I'm terrified. Yeah, that's how I felt when Obama got elected.
I thought you were talking about the San Francisco University, where a white kid who's like, I think he's like 19 or 20 years old and has dreadlocks.
Oh, yeah.
And a black female student took extreme exception to that, and he says, "Hey, look, she said that he was insulting her culture, and he pointed out quite correctly that dreadlocks date back to the Egyptians, and turned to walk away when she really roughly grabbed his arm, and he called police for help, and the campus police took them both away and got their statements and things like that, and they're considering turning her over to the local authorities in case they want to press charges against her."
Well, I think they should. I mean, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, in the sense that...
You know, if it had been the other way around, he would have definitely been spending a lot of time in jail.
He looked at me in a harsh, racist manner. That's what would have been the claim, and he'd have been sitting in a jail cell about 20 minutes later. Guaranteed.
Evidently, this kid had dreadlocks through high school, so it's not like he just simply did this just to piss this chick off.
Even
you know?
If he did, it's his right to have a goofy fucking, goofy looking hairstyle. But I mean, so says the man who can't grow hair on the top of his head. But that's beside the point. I heard his someone had recorded it.
You should be offended, Joel.
I'm not offended in the slightest. I don't give a shit. But you know, but he rightly said, "You have no right to pass judgment on whether or not I have dreadlocks or not. You have no right, and I've got no right to judge you for anything either." So it was his back. I heard one of the funniest things on terrestrial radio, which was she was claiming it was offensive to her race, to her culture, to her this. He pointed out it was Egyptian originally, which it was. And he goes, "Are you Egyptian?" Like Barty said, she's like, "Well, that's got nothing to do with anything." He says, "It's got everything to do with it. That's your argument. So let's substantiate it by establishing, are you Egyptian?" And individual, whatever, apparently, and I have to say, I kind of saw the pattern here. When those who are, let's just say, to the left, they get frightened easily, they get butt hurt easily, they're always bullied, they're always 9 out of 10 times. They're so very sensitive about everything, and it's love, and it's we can just all get along. Up until they don't get their own fucking way. Then it's okay when they become violent. It's not if you're anybody in the middle or to the right, say politically or what have you. There's warmongers. But anybody to the left, if it's all huggy, let's get along under one big happy rainbow, fucking kumbaya campfire song, until they don't get their own way. Then they're the first ones to vandalize, get violent, become destructive, and
it's all the other people's fault
other people's fault because you made me get that way.
Yeah.
I when I heard this in the news, I said, "Son of a bitch!" Someone actually had the balls to say it.
Yeah.
What's clearly been across a lot of people's minds.
Well, I'm just sick of this. All this PC shit. I really. Yeah. I mean, it's just fed up. It's overboard. You know, it's just you can't say anything without fear that you're, you know, somebody's going to take it the wrong way. And
it butt hurt. Yeah. Oh, you hurt my feelings.
Well, Joel, you and I have been saying this for years, since the radio QRM days. It's like, get a thicker skin, people. You know? Yep. Jeez. Every time, you know how offended I could get every time somebody talks about me being tall and dealing with the world that's not made for tall people? They sit there and laugh when I bring up my concerns, mean, uh-huh. And they laugh. Oh, I wish I was as tall as you. No, you don't.
No, you don't. Or better yet, when you sit there and you go, when you and I know we've been on this kick a couple of times, yeah. So I don't want to beat a dead horse, but you know, when you walk into the conference room, you've been, you know, there's a meeting that's happening in the conference room, and you have to check the chairs. Which one will take the load, especially if I lean back on it when I get bored?
Yeah.
Because I will take out one of the chairs around the conference table if I don't pick the right one. And people are like, oh, you're looking for the strong chair. You're not going to have any fucking teeth. You know, that's what you want.
Yeah, if anybody's been bullied, I could say I've been bullied all my life because of my size. But you know, I grew a thick skin, and I just laugh it off. And you know, it's like, okay, yeah. So
I need to go to a talking doctor. I need therapy, and I need all your paychecks for the next 20 years. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. 50% will go to my therapy sessions and my new truck.
And really, I mean, it doesn't bother me now. It doesn't faze me. It's like, okay, you know, you say what you want. You know, if you're saying something to me, then there's probably something wrong with you. And that's why you feel you have to say something against somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so, and everybody is insecure one way or another somewhere. And sometimes that comes out. So you just be diversity plus inclusion, you know, you just have to, tolerate it a little bit. People
in other words,
say things. Yeah, the people that always scream, we have to be tolerant, are the most intolerant people I know.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, as a rule, yes. On top of the fact that if anybody's going to come up with some wackadoo fucking not related idea to whatever it is that you're thinking or working on, it'll be them.
Yeah.
But you have to listen to my idea. My idea is wonderful. Yes, but right now we're trying to figure out the mechanics of insert, you know, fill in blank here, and you're sitting here trying to tell us the best ingredients for potato salad. How the fuck are these two things related? And that's why I don't want to hear what you have to say. Yeah. You fucking potato head. Go sit in the corner and color in the lines, okay? Yeah. Color in the lines.
Or worse, you know, okay. That is a neat idea you have, so why don't you go and grab a bunch of like-thinking people like you and go off and do that project. But don't force me to do it. You know? Just don't force me to do it.
Huh?
You know? I mean, you think about, you know, people, more centered people, and maybe centered to the slightly right or something. Yeah, most of them are saying, do what you want! Go ahead!
Just don't involve me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either that, or don't you think my idea is so absolutely wonderful? Let's talk about how wonderful my idea is. What's your idea? What are your thoughts on my idea? It's like, it sucks.
I usually tell people, well, you presented it very well, but I totally disagree with you. So.
Yeah, but you've had the sensitivity training. And you deal with the millennials a lot more because they're also sensitive. They're just smart enough to be stupid and way overly sensitive. Which is another thing that baffles the shit out of me as far as the companies in which and the work that we do, and you find the touchy feelies and the how everybody gets along in one big hug and blah, blah, fucking blah. Mm. And I'm like, did you happen to read the name of the business on the marquee when you pulled into the parking lot? That ain't the business we're in. And, so why do you work here? Why don't you work at the Everybody Needs a Hug Foundation, as opposed to here to serve and protect at all costs?
Hmm.
And that being said, they're like, well, I don't agree with it. And I'm thinking, then you shouldn't be allowed to work here. Plain and simple. Yeah. We are not like-minded thinking individuals.
Yeah.
Because my end goal and your end goal, I'm pretty damn sure, are vastly different for different reasons.
Yeah.
You're here for a paycheck. I'm here to make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And at our work, I can honestly say, even though they have the diversity plus inclusion program going on, I got to say we do have a problem with diversity. There are groups, and it's terrible, but they're just, he can't help it. They're so different that they're never going to get along. I mean, any software engineer can't stand system engineers, and system engineers can't stand software engineers, and nobody likes QA, you know?
Oh, no. Quality. Oh, Jesus, here comes this pain in the ass. All they're going to do is effing whine. Yeah. Well, why can't we make it like this? Would you like me put colors on it, too? Would you? Well, can we do it like this? Why don't you make it like that? Well, shouldn't it be easier if for someone else to use it if you weren't familiar with it? Well, there are certain qualifications to walk through the fucking door before you're allowed to operate this. So that's, I thought, an automatic given. Well, what if they don't speak English real good? Okay, let's go back to how they get through the door, let alone, you know, and that's, oh, but yeah. You know what, at the same time, too, I've had some great QA engineers, and they do help keep you honest.
Yeah, Barty, don't rock.
That's how I always worded it, is that they keep you, there's a system of checks and balances, and the good ones know when to say, no, not on that, no, that needs improvement, that's really good. And then there's the other ones who are just trying to justify their paycheck.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but Barty, I noticed it in the last podcast.
Yeah, I tried boiling it.
It was just me.
I can't find what part of the chair it's coming from.
I had the same problem, Barty, with my chair, my cubicle. I bought a chair for the husky fellows, and put it all together myself, and it was working great. And if I rock back, now again, you guys heard me mention it, and so did the 7 listeners. Where I work in the office area used to, and he emphasized the 2 words used to, be so quiet, you could hear a cricket fart in the break room, and it was really uncomfortable. Like, you know, it's
that changed when you got there.
Yes, it fucking did. And it's like, loosen the hell up. How can you get anything done if you're afraid that the keys on the keyboard might be clicking too loud? Honest to God, I'm like, hey, click, 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 click. And I'm like, you know, there are times I'm banging on the keyboard. And so my chair was, it developed the squeak. So even at these moments where, let's say, it was less than the full volume, but the office area was still, it was starting to lean towards the old ways where it was quiet. Like, all you could hear was the vents, you know, the diffusers in the ceiling with the air conditioning or the heating going, oh, you know, blowing air out. Yeah. And I leaned back on my chair. I was going to say past tense for leaned. Lent? No, leaned.
And, leaned, I think, is correct.
Yeah, leaned. And sure enough, you hear, as I'm rocking in my chair because I was thinking about something and it made my head hurt. And
I knew what he was thinking about.
And then I can tell you what, you know exactly what my brain went to thinking about. Where the fuck's that noise coming from?
And he started going a little faster and a little faster.
And I'm like, this has got to stop. This chair was brand new 6 months ago. So I flipped the chair upside down. And of course, you don't have enough weight to, you know, activate those springs. So then I'm like, you know what? I went out to the engineering shop, grabbed like every lubricant we had. We got some really expensive shit. And I came back, put down freaking plastic newspapers and whatever the hell else I could find and paper towels and started lubricating everything in that chair. And I eventually hit it. I did actually find it and it stopped. It was heavenly. So I might be able to point out where you might want to look, Barty, but I could be wrong, but I just, you know, I appreciate the squeaky chair because there's something that, you know, that squeak also tells you that your ass is comfortable.
It does. It does. But last week when, or you know, last show when I was editing, you know, I kept hearing, and I probably wouldn't notice it through if I was listening to it normally, but I'm listening, you know, for editing purposes. I'm like,
somebody clubbing a harp seal? What the hell?
And I'm like, where's that coming from? Where's it coming? I have, you know, the track, so I was able to isolate. No, it wasn't the last. When was the one we did Zencaster? The one before? Because I had everybody on a separate track. And I said, oh, I can narrow this down and find out who's doing it, you know? And I was listening to each track individual. And then I listened to Barty's, and it was Barty's talking, and
Barty's got my chair from work.
I did buy it used.
I got one, and I know I was actually last night. Anne-Marie and Lou were doing their podcast, and I get to produce it, so I sit here at the board. I'm the board op, and I was leaning back and forth on mine, and I kind of my mic was off, but I noticed, so I got to do my chair too.
Shades of Barty showing up in PQRM.
My problem is when they do their show, and this isn't anything about their show, but usually when they record it, I'm tired. And
yep.
If you're not participating, you know,
it's twice as hard.
And you got a comfortable chair, I have to worry about the snores getting in, you know.
I think I hear the blast shield going up on the man cave.
No, you hear the overhead fan on the stove because we just got home and we're trying to throw something in the oven. Hey guys.
Hey Michael. Hey Michael.
I'm not Zen casting though, so I hope I'm not screwing you up.
When you said you were going to join us late, I opted out. We're using
all right
Audition. So.
Okay, sorry about that, but there was absolutely no way I could. No. If there was any chance I was going to get on here, it wasn't going to be a Zencast.
I was surprised you were going to get on at all.
And I wanted to at least say hi.
If anything, I figured you might do something. I didn't know what time you were going to get home, so I thought maybe we'd hear from you. Maybe you say hi from the bus or something.
No, we got back. I literally texted you guys after we get off the bus and picked up the truck and getting ready to make the trip home. But we're hours and hours late. We should have been back, settled back here, unpacked, and me back in the man cave by the time the show started.
Yeah.
But that wasn't to be today. So I'm assuming the show is in progress. Sorry. Yeah, I'm interrupting.
Fine. We're in Days of Our Lives, so you interrupted me perfectly.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Anyhow. Hey, y'all.
So you leaving us then? Or are you sticking around for a while?
No, I'm here, but okay. I'll be muting in between things.
Oh, please bring out the walk.
Foley effects?
No.
Bring back the walk.
We want the walk.
Frozen pizza tonight. No walk.
Well, put it in the walk.
No walk. Put the pizza in the walk. maybe I'll just bring out a pan and bang on it for you guys for a little bit.
There you go.
There you go.
We all know.
Of course, everybody else here is tired, and I mean, we left Disney at 9:30 yesterday morning. It was 90 degrees. It's 19 degrees here. It's been snowing all week.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, you guys have heard. You guys got slammed.
Yeah, I got slammed, but we went through numerous weather front, so everybody's got sinuses that are all acting up, and Mark's picked up another cold, and you're going to hear the cats in the background going, "Where have you been all week?" They're yelling at us. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yes, they'll turn their backs on you for about 5 minutes, and then when you sit down, they'll make
No, they're not turning their backs on. They're yelling. They're like, "Where's our food? Where you been?" A friend's been watching them, but yeah they're...
Yes, but it's not the same.
And my bottle of whiskey's up in the man cave. Oh, no. I may have to do something about that right away.
I'm going to take a drive to Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Of course, the Jeep is all covered. I mean, it Jeep's got like 6 inches of snow sitting on it. Wow. I don't need to see through the windshield, though, do I?
You know the way by feel. Hell, the Jeep knows the way.
Exactly. You just say Jeep, man cave. And then let's go.
Oh, Larry. Which one's that?
That's Blackie.
He's got a singing voice.
That cat's serious.
He's yelling.
Okay, Yeah, maybe I'll mute while you guys continue, and then I'll jump in.
Okay. We're down to Michael.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll have to tell me where I'm at, because I don't have a computer open in front of me.
No, actually, well, all I can tell you, the only thing I had was, as Michael talks about his 6 inches of snow, and Barty talked about getting snow all week, and we're going to get potential snow, I got to tell you, I was out last night. We got peepers. The peepers are out.
It's peeper season.
Yeah. So that's all I had.
I think I'll probably do a recap. I'm not ready to talk about Disney yet. I literally walked in.
Yeah, I understand.
I'll be ready to jump in at Geek Corners, because there's got a couple subjects there that are pertinent to this week.
All right, well, let's move on to the next segment, because Joel, we already talked about the snow. Unless you got something else to add.
No.
All right, which brings us to, I caught it last time in the news, but I was thinking about it this week, and I said, yeah, you know, most of the time when you watch the news, you see breaking news, breaking news. Well, by the time we go over it, it's broken news. Welcome to Broken News here on the QRM Network. I'm your moderator, Thickly Settled. Do you ever see those signs going in Massachusetts? You're going into a small town, and it says, there's a sign that says Thickly Settled.
Yep.
I said, that sounds like a news anchor's name or something. But you see them all over the place in Massachusetts, people.
This is Max Power.
Max Power. Barty, you got a name?
No, not yet.
Well, over the past couple of weeks, one of the breaking stories, which is now broken, was the Brussels airport bombing. And, you know, I just have, you guys all know the stories and what happened. And it just worries me now. A little bit. Now you can't really worry about it. But it's like, okay, so now we have all this tough security, you know, and that you've got to go through at the airports. And of course, to do this tough security, it takes time. So now there are lines of people waiting to get through security. Well, guess what these evildoers figured out? Hey, we'll just walk up with a suicide bomber into the people waiting to get through security. What's the answer?
I don't know. John Dvorak's been warning about that for years.
He has. They talked about it a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like that's new bottleneck, and they're not checking people before security, obviously.
No. Yeah, are we going to have a security check before you can go into security? But then, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but.
One word.
What's that?
Snipers.
Yeah. But sometimes.
Snipers, tranquilizer guns. And if you aren't wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm not a terrorist, please don't shoot me, you get shot.
Oh, I've got something terribly politically incorrect, but...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Before you get in the line, yeah, here's a piece of bacon.
Oh, that's right.
Forgive me, people, but I just...
Michael, I'm offended. You missed the beginning of our show, but I am totally offended.
You got a choice. You can have either take a bite at a corned beef sandwich or a ham sandwich. If you refuse either, you got to step out of line, sir.
All right. Now that I've completely done something politically incorrect, although you guys saw my post earlier. Uh-huh. Although that wasn't politically incorrect. It was just
An observation.
I've never seen anybody, I've never seen a lady in a full burqa before with Mickey Mouse ears on. I thought that was actually kind of funny. I mean, it's cute. I mean, they were having a good time. It was good to see that.
Now that's funny.
Everything.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's funny. I saw the pictures of you marching with the band. You look good.
Yeah, you look really good, Michael.
Yeah, one of my friends said it looked like I was security for the sousaphone.
Protecting.
I'm glad I got a haircut before we went down there, but you know, I wasn't actually planning on marching with a band. I had a nice the dress slacks and a white shirt on. It was actually a white medic shirt with a tie. And a couple of the kids they had things under control, but they had just had their medications changed just before the trip, and Disney was not comfortable with that. So they said, "Well, we're going to find you a suit coat, and you're walking behind the band." And I'm like, "Oh, great!" So I kind of felt like I didn't belong there. It was like I felt like a distraction. But and then at the last second, as they're going, I'm like, "Oh crap! I should be walking in time too." But, I used to march in the band. I remember how to do that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was in the marching band in high school, too, and you know, it's like whenever you hear music, I know for me, you hear marching music or a marching band somewhere, and you're walking somewhere, you look down and you're automatically in step. It just happens.
I marched for years, so it was just automatic. I just completely sidetracked this. But the other thing about that marching band, though, is... I turned around, and lo and behold, the band marching. We started off the parade for the day. We were the first band out. Then as I turned around, as we lined up, I turned around, and there was Jason Reese's alma mater right behind us. I'm like, cool.
I heard you talking about that. I thought that was pretty awesome. I mean, what's the chances of that?
Yeah. Oh, the band director, he got a kick out of that because Jason Reese actually, Jason used to be one of his students 30 years ago.
Really? The guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they still stay in touch.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, Jason had instant messaged both of us, but we were both on the parade route, and I don't have his instant messenger on my phone anyhow. But I walked up to him and I said, "I know the name of this high school." I said, "Jason Reese is a good friend of mine." He's like, "Aren't you from the UP? How do you know Jason?" It's like, "Well, it involves podcasting in Hamilton, Ontario, and there's a long story." You got to kick out of that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
I couldn't remember the name of his high school when I did the podcast that night. Forgive me, I was tired. You know, I was Disneyed out. I think I called it Hamilton High School instead of Hendersonville.
Hendersonville,
Hamiltonville, whatever.
Yeah.
220-221. Okay, I'll shut up now. Go back to your regularly scheduled notes.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll move down to the second news item, which is really important broken news. On last Friday, Adam Curry and a friend fellow listener of the No Agenda podcast show went up. As you know, I don't know whether everybody knows, Adam Curry is a pilot. But he went up in his friend's plane, and they had routed out a flight plan that, if you followed it on various things, I was following it on amateur radio. If you watched the map and you watched the plane in flight, it actually spelled out ITM, which stands for in the morning. You know,
in the morning.
Where is it? Oh crap! It's on the other one. Hang on. This?
In the morning.
Yeah, that's
there you go.
That's one of their things. If you're a longtime listener of the No Agenda show, you know that's a standard greeting for people. It's like in the morning, and you say in the morning back to podcast, there. But it was pretty cool to watch because I was watching the flight. I was sitting home. It was an off Friday, and I was sitting home, and I said, "Oh yeah, that's right." I saw a tweet that they're going to start the flight, so I just started watching it, and it was cool. It was neat. They did a good job. I was wondering how they were going to do it. They kind of did it in cursive handwriting, and they did it backwards. So they did the M first, and then the T, and then the I, and it was pretty cool. If you want to see a picture of it, I actually posted a couple of pictures up on our Late Night QRM community page on Google+. You can go take a look at there. And it got back to Adam, and Adam retweeted my picture because I was taking screenshots of it as it was going on. So it was pretty neat. So something interesting, and people were paying attention. So let's see. In the final broken news story, we have to go over deaths that happened since the last late night QRM, and because they seem to be there seem to be a lot of deaths, famous people deaths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there does.
Yeah, Joe Garagiola passed away at I think he was 93 or 92, and people remember him as a baseball catcher, but not only that, he hosted the Today Show for quite a few years back in the 70s, I believe. And then Ken Howard passed away. He was, I knew him first from The White Shadow. He was the coach in The White Shadow. He's been on other TV shows and movies. And, of course, the surprise was Gary Shandling passed away, which was, he was 66 years old. And apparently, I think it was a heart attack from what I can gather. But he had gone to see the doctor the day before, and there was some concern, but they sent him home, and they said, we'll schedule you for, a couple of tests, and he passed away the next day. So.
This is going to be late.
What's that? Yeah. To the appointment? Yeah.
Yeah. Just too soon?
Yeah. No, actually, Gary probably would have joked about that.
Yes, he probably would have. Of course, we know him from the Larry Sanders Show, and the Gary Shandling Show also. And what I didn't know is he was before he became a comedian, he was actually a writer for shows and different things. And he was always helping people punch jokes up and helping them out with their shows and stuff. He did a lot of background stuff. And he just had a unique, wild, crazy comedy sense that it was neat. The Larry Sanders Show was a great show. Hey now. But, so he will be missed. That was kind of a shocker for me, because I really enjoyed Gary Shandling. So. And what was weird was the week before, Anne-Marie and I were watching something on TV, and, I don't know how he came up, but Gary Shandling came up, and I said, boy, I haven't seen him in forever. I wonder what he's doing. And I actually looked him up on the internet to see. I Googled him to see what was going on and everything. It was like days before he died. It was kind of just a weird coincidence. So anyway, that'll end this short segment of broken news, because now nobody else has been adding to it yet.
Jesus,
I've been busy this week. All right.
Come on, I was going to say, you're down in Florida, God, there's got to be tons of stories down there. Mel always has great stories from Florida when she, New Hampshire After Hours.
I was chaperoning, okay? I was busy.
I know. Anyway. All right, should we
the biggest thing, and it's a site, you won't see any, this is an exclusive. This is a Kermit the Frog exclusive. Okay, so on the way back, two busloads full of students pull into a parking lot, and they split up, and about 20 of us walk into a Dairy Queen.
Ooh.
And the one lady,
oh my God,
running the Dairy Queen, because apparently nobody else had showed up for work that day, who was doing cashier, cooking, and everything, looked at the people piling into the Dairy Queen. And came out waving her hands, going, "I'm closing down. I can't do this. I'm not an octopus. I'm closing down. This ain't gonna work." She closed down and threw us out, which actually probably was a smart thing to do, because there's no way.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been able to do everything.
No,
in the amount of time that you probably had at that stop,
Yep. So we literally closed down a literally closed down a Dairy Queen.
that's a dubious distinction.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anybody else got any more broken news? No? Going once, going twice. All right, let's get to Geek Corner.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
All right, and one thing I forgot to add because I did it last night. As you know, my wife and her friend have a podcast called Political QRM that they do. And who was that?
What?
That's good.
I'm having a drink.
You're having a drink?
Yeah, this is my sippy cup when I sit it.
Oh, it sounded like somebody. It sounded like somebody took a bite out of something crunchy,
like a BLT or something like that.
That's what it sounded.
No, but
like.
You gave me an idea.
It was like it sounded like this giant crunch.
Oh no, that's just the ice. I was trying to. I can hear the ice clink on the side of the glass when I was listening to the last Marshall McLuhan Variety Hour, and I thought, wow, great. Thanks, Dave. Now I'm thirsty. Try to recreate that. But it doesn't work as well with a plastic thermal mug.
Yeah. It sounds like you're... Although, you've made me hungry, though, because it sounded like you were crunching down on something good. So, but...
That's great.
Oh, back to Geeks Corner. So, I was saying my wife and her friend do their podcast, and they want to do it more often than I can be here running the board. And so my wife wanted a simple way to do it. They're probably going to end up using Zencaster. But I told my wife, instead of learning all the controls that are up here and the things you have to push and press and... I said, you know what? I'm going to do a simple setup in the kitchen for you because her Mac Mini's in the kitchen. We have a desk in the kitchen. And she goes, oh, that would be great. I'd love to do it from here. So I said, I got a microphone. But of course, I've got that problem where everything into a new computer is now, you know, USB. You don't have standard jacks and stuff that go in there. So now we have to have an audio component that goes audio to USB. I have one up here, but I want to disconnect it all the time and everything, and it's small, so it would go good down in the kitchen. It would sit right on top of the Mac, and it's got, you know, one control, pretty much a volume control, and that's it. So I said I should go out and buy another one of those things, but instead I went online and I started looking. And I end up getting another small Behringer mixing board with USB output. And I think it's five inputs and a USB output, along with some standard audio outputs, too. But it's small, and it's powered off of the USB port. And I said, well, that would also be a good travel mixing board because it's
small. That's a Behringer, you said?
Yeah. So, it's on its way, and then the focus, what's it called, Focusrite box here, that's going to go down in the kitchen for those guys, and then I'll just have to edit their podcast. I won't have to sit through it and run the board for them. I'm going to teach Anne-Marie how to do that. It's actually easy with Zencaster, because it's like, okay, you're both logged in, okay, everybody's hooked up, okay, hit the record button. When you're done, hit the stop button. So I will be next podcast. I'll probably have the new mixer board plugged in and going, and it'll be nice because I can plug in a couple different things into that thing. Right now, I'm got things patched and plugged in different places and things, and it's a wiry mess. That's all I can tell you here. So
yeah, that's kind of funny because I'm using a Behringer device to patch my microphone into the iMac that I'm connecting to the show with.
Yeah,
it has a microphone input, and it's got what the heck is that type of input? But it's got another secondary input to it, and you just set the volume and the gain and the output, and that's it. You don't ever have to touch it again, and it takes the powered mic thing and then runs it into a USB port.
Yeah, well, my big board here is a Behringer also, and it's a Eurorack. Eurorack USB 12222 FX-Pro, and it has like 12 inputs and sliders and everything and all the neat knobs and everything, and it's great. It's really cool. I enjoy it. I'm glad I have it. There's only one problem. It doesn't have USB output, and that seems to be the biggest problem with computers today is there's no way to get the, you know, I have to take that and put it into this Focusrite, plug it into this Focusrite thing so I can convert it to a USB input, digital input. So,
is that mix port an 802?
Yes, I believe it is the 802 I ordered.
That's the same mix board I have.
Really?
I used to plug that into my Mac Pro and before I got the iMac and set it up for the show, mm-hmm. I was putting my mic through it and putting it through my MacBook Pro.
Huh.
Because it had a stereo input as opposed to USB.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could tell you exactly what the thing was, because if I get into my Gmail, if it's there, which Gmail that just came up? Yeah, that's the wrong one, isn't it? No, that's the right one. Where is it? It's not here. Where did it go? Oh, well, I'll have to look it up. But yes, I've had good luck with, I've had two Behringers. I started off with a little bitty one when we first started doing the podcast. And that was nice. And then when I jumped up and set up the studio here with four microphones, I had to get something with more inputs. And went with the bigger one. It has lots of capability, but this one will be nice because I can take it. You know, I can take it on a certain trip that's going to be happening this summer, and you know, and be able to plug in a couple of microphones into it, so we don't all have to cuddle around one microphone. So, anyway,
but that was kind of cozy.
It was, well, but you know. After spending 19 hours, no, it wasn't 19, it was what, 6-7 hours in the Prius with Joel, you know?
Yeah. It's no Burger King for you, Joel.
No, I didn't say anything about that. I'm just saying that you put me and Joel in the Prius, and you know, we end up holding hands on the way there.
It is a close fit.
Yes, yeah.
But I mean, it's a really economical one.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Good thing you guys are such good friends.
It is.
It is. It is indeed. And as I actually told that story to a colleague of mine earlier this week about the trip to Copper Harbor and back.
Yeah.
And Toledo and how Toledo sucks. And I said, but what was it? Is that 2,200 miles, was it, Barry? 22 or 2,300 miles?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, we spent $160 in gas.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I think that was about it, yeah.
Yeah, about somewhere in it, yeah. And it's like, wow.
That was before gas got cheap.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't tell you how long we went in between gas runs because, you know, it was like, We would have to pee before we had to get gas again.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'd pull in and to relieve ourselves, and I said, what the hell, while I'm here, I'll just tap the...
6 tablespoons of gas, yeah. And then we'll go.
Yeah, so I was buying it at $5 and $6 at a time, you know? But, yeah, that was a good trip, and, yeah, it did very well for the old girl, but...
That's awesome.
Yeah. But this isn't Bottom Gear. This is Geek Corner. So the next thing, I will start off.
We haven't even touched the topic yet.
I know. Typical show. Last week, or this week, this past week, Apple released iOS 9.3 into the wild, which I uploaded on the iPad at Air 2 in my phone and had no problems whatsoever. However, some people with older phones, there was an apparent problem with lockup and stuff. So they quickly came out with 9.3.1, which Michael will talk about. But the only thing I want to say about 9.3 is I was going to do it from the phone. And for some reason, when I was just trying to upgrade it directly from the phone, it kept failing. And of course, I was doing it probably at prime time when everybody else in the world was trying to upgrade to 9.3. But I did notice that the size of the file was like 395 megabytes for the upgrade if you did it from the phone. I said, well, okay, forget the phone. I'll plug it into the laptop and I'll do it through iTunes. So I plugged it in and started it. And of course, I connected right up in iTunes and it said, you know, I hit the download button. And it was a 2 gig download on iTunes. And I was like, why? What's the difference? I'm getting the full download. I'm getting a full OS download.
iTunes. Yeah. iTunes is always the full firmware download. Okay. Whereas if you do it on the phone, it's a bit differential.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, but I did it that way because it's like, I can't connect up, you know, from the phone. I can't connect up. And then, so it ended up taking me like 5 hours. And it was slow download, too, because everybody and their uncle was doing it. So it wasn't a problem with my internet. I think it was a problem with everybody slamming the server. So it took like 5 hours to download. But I finally got it, downloaded, updated, and Michael, you had 9.3.1?
I had 9.3, and I've got a 5S, and the first thing I noticed with 9.3 is that my battery life tanked big time. I'm lucky to get 4 hours of use out of my phone on 9.3. And I've noticed some significant interaction on other apps, like if you bring up that game that shall not be mentioned at this part of the show, it breaks up the audio if you're listening to the podcast. And a lot of the swipe functions don't work properly in 9.3. And on Mark's 6S, he had the link problem, where every time he had an app that was trying to get to a link, it would lock things up. Wow. So I basically just grinned and bared. It was a bit of a hassle for me because being a chaperone this week, I had to leave the phone on not only in Wi-Fi but in cell mode because only half the students had iPhones. The other half had either flip phones or Androids. So I had to be able to send and receive text messages also. So I was literally walking around the theme parks with an external battery hooked up to my phone, which is talk about being a little inconvenient.
Yeah.
And they came out with 9.3.1, like three different versions of it over the last 3 days. To the point where yesterday I downloaded 9.3.1, and when I went to install it, it said, wait, and it downloaded a different version of it, still calling it 9.3.1, and that one installed.
Okay.
That one improved the battery life considerably, but I've still got some glitchy things. I'm sure they'll get it sorted out, but there's some glitchy stuff going on. I like the added features. I like their version of Flux on the phone. I'm using it.
Oh yeah, Night Shirt.
Night Shift.
I typed Night Shirt, but it's Night Shift.
You typed Night Shirt. I just figured that your autocorrect got you.
It probably did because I did it from the phone. I put it in Slack.
I do like the features, and it doesn't work for my phone, but it doesn't matter because I'm using Google Voice anyhow for my cell number under Wi-Fi. But we have Verizon phones, so as of 9.3 and 9.3.1, both my wife and my son now have Verizon calling to, you know, their cell number right to Wi-Fi now.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
that feature was enabled under 9.3.
Yeah.
So overall, once they get through the bugs, but I'm terribly disappointed in these guys, because this is you know, normally these are like a full number upgrade type bugs that are happening.
Yeah.
These are big ones.
This is supposed to be the patch to fix ones from 9.3. And,
yeah, well, you know, they broke it.
Yeah, yeah. The steady downfall of Apple. Just ever so slightly, you know.
Yeah, it's a steady spiral.
I don't know. The alternative is not good. So.
Alternative really isn't that attractive at all.
No, it's not. Especially if you ask our programmers. I mean, I'm the iOS guy. I'm one of the iOS guys. I never really was an Android programmer. But our Android guys are guys that do iOS and also have to port, you know, our same apps over to Android. Uh-huh. They keep threatening on giving up programming altogether every time they have to port one of our apps over to Android.
Yeah, I can see why. I'm not a big Java.
What the hell is this night shirt, night shift?
It's night shift. It's called night shift.
Night shift.
If you upgrade,
it's under display and brightness.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In settings.
If you do the thing at the bottom, if you, you know, swipe up from the bottom and you get the little display that you can, you know, turn things on and off, it's there. And you can set a schedule, which is great. So I tell mine to go on at 10 o'clock and go off at, I think, 6 o'clock in the morning, something like that. But it automatically goes on, and it basically cuts down on the blue light, which is the thing that's supposed to bug your eyes in the dark and also keep you awake at night. And,
right.
I really like it. It's a softer picture, and even watching videos, it's not bad, but it really does. It really is easy on the eyes. Yeah,
I guess it's handy if you're picking up your phone in the middle of the night, but otherwise it looks kind of jaundiced.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all yellow.
Well, obviously, Barney, you don't use your phone right before you go to bed, because if you use your phone a lot there, it does kind of jar your eyes, and, I sleep with my phone, so... and I'm usually
Joel and I like to text you early in the morning.
Yeah, 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Thank you guys, if you know what I mean. Thank you.
Oh, we love you, Barry.
And
we love to bug you.
but it's much easier on the eyes. I'm usually sitting and laying in bed and watching video podcasts at that time. A night, and so this really helps out, and I don't have to remember to toggle it on and toggle it off. So with the scheduling, it's cool, because I'm like, okay, turn it on at 10 o'clock and turn it off at 6 in the morning, and I'm good. So works out nice. So
oh wow, look at that. It is easier to look at.
Yeah, it helps out. Yeah, the colors are a little off, but you know what, I'd rather not have my eyes hurting.
Right,
it's handy if you wake up in the middle of the night and have to answer your phone, like if you're on call or something. Yeah. You know, you don't have to. But
or if you read in bed, it's nice. If you use your phone or your tab, it works on the iPad too.
I lose everybody.
All right, your sweet significant other.
Yeah, you can. It's much easier on the eyes. Now I gotta say, you know, Michael was searching for different podcast players. And I told him, of course, we all started off with Downcast, or Downcaster, whatever it's called. And they've just been...
No, Downcast.
Yeah, Downcast. And they started not doing a good job updating their application. I moved away from it to Pocket Cast. And I like it, but the only problem I had with Pocket Cast was... the way you control it, because when I'm in a car, I've got my phone in a holder, and I really don't need to be able to have to push three different small buttons or selections to get the next, you know, if I'm switching, say I'm switching, you guys heard me, I have my list, my playlists and stuff. And when I've run out of one playlist, I got to switch over to another playlist, and I got to hit a button, go to that playlist. Then if I want to play the whole thing, I got to go up to the top menu, select that, and say play from, you know, play the entire list. And then I got to press another button, and then it starts playing, right? Well, you know, I messed around with, Overcast before, which is the one I think Michael's using now. And I really liked the controls on it and everything, because A, they're big, B, it's like one press and, you know, and you're there and you're going and it does entire lists and everything. My only complaint is that it doesn't do video. And I watch a lot of, video podcasts also. Subscribe to them. And so I was, you know, I said, but then finally, I call it outside the box thinking, because I was looking around again. I always look around every few months to see if there's something new that came out that might be a little better. And as I was sitting there and I was reviewing, Overcast again, and I said, man, I love how this, you know, all the controls and everything on this thing, but that doesn't do video. You know, and I get upset, and then the outside of the box moment happened. I said, well, you know, just subscribe to all your audio ones in Overcast, and just subscribe to your video ones in Pocket Cast. And, you know, because when you watch the videos, you're always sitting at home, and you can use Pocket Cast. And when you're in the car and listening to audio ones, you can use Overcast. And I said, brilliant! So that's what I did.
Had a eureka moment.
Yeah, it was. It was a stupid eureka moment. But so I'm using that for all my audio ones now. And I like the control features. I know you guys hate it, but for those who choose not to post-process their audio and stuff, and you may want to do that, that's fine. I just tell you, I like to... be able, I have a little bit of a hearing problem, so voices get muddled when you do the au naturel thing, and when your volumes increase and decrease, I miss the conversation. And let's face it, if I can't hear what you're saying, I'm skipping to the end, because, you know, what's the sense of sitting through something, you know, for a half hour that I can't understand or hear what's going on? I can only turn the volume up so far. And so one of the features this has, it has a built-in levelator. You can turn it on or off, but it's got a built-in levelator, and it brings out the voices in all the podcasts. And so I have that on, and it's made a world of difference on a lot of the podcasts I listen to. Plus, it's got this other thing that if you have pauses, especially if you listen to a lot of talk podcasts, if there's a pregnant pause in there, it'll shorten those. And so it'll make your listening go a little faster just by shortening the amounts of breaks in between. And you really don't notice it, because you still have breaks. They're just a little bit shorter. You know, they're just stealing a couple, you know, little microseconds here and there and everything. And it's got a little status thing. It tells me I've already saved 2 hours by having this, you know, activated. And the other thing, of course, you can, you know, they've got the variable speed, and I always listen to 1.5 times because, you know, it just makes everybody sound more intelligent when they speak faster, except for when Dave speaks, Dave Broadbeck, because he already naturally speaks at about 1,000 miles an hour, so I usually have to slow him down. But it's that whole intelligent guy thing, you know. So we have a very intelligent woman I work with, and she speaks like Dave. You know, it's like 1,000 miles an hour, and I always tell her, I said, I listen to all my podcasts at 1.5 times speed so I can understand what you're saying at work. I said, it's just practice for you. But so anyway, so I'm digging the Overcast thing. Now it's a free app. However, it is you can make a donation, and if you do make a donation, you get a couple extra options. One of the options is you can get a dark, what they call a dark theme, because the standard theme is white and orange. The background's white with orange lettering and stuff. And it's not bad. I mean, it's good. But I said, you know, I really like this program. So I paid, and they asked for like either monthly or yearly, you know, donation. I went ahead and did the yearly donation. And so you get these other features for, well, not for free, obviously, but you get these added if you become a thing. And I switched over to the dark, and I said, oh, I like the dark theme. So they got me with the dark theme. But I'm enjoying it, and I highly recommend it for if you just listen to audio podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. And let's see, where am I? I lost my place. Michael.
Are we up to Mark's phone here?
Yes.
I don't have the notes in front of me.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, as I was talking in the last, in our last episode, Mark's phone got knocked off the bunk bed by the cats. And as it caught the corner of the dresser on the way to the floor, it really did a number on the screen on his iPhone 6S, which he's only had since November. So, as I said, I was going to contact Apple the next business day. And I was wrong that the repair price from Apple was $129. It was $109 for the iPhone 6. Mm. But the problem was it was $129, which is cheaper than the $199 deductible that Mark had on his insurance policy.
Yeah.
But it was 3 to 5 business days.
Mm.
Plus, I would be paying postage or shipping both ways. Mm. But the 3 to 5 business days was the issue because it's like, well, you know, I need to have him have his phone for Disney World so he could get his fast passes and be able to stay in touch. Most of them, you know, the number one important thing was just so he could get a hold of people. So I contacted the insurance company. First, I went through their website, and the website went really smooth until it got to my address, and then it said I didn't exist. I have that problem in Copper Harbor all the time. The shipping address does not exist. And then, yes, it does. And after 3 tries, it kicked me out of the website, and then I had to call their 800 number. But what I found out,
and then
I had to go through like 2 levels of supervisor to convince them that, yes, in fact, it does exist. You know, you send my bills here every month. Well, okay, it goes to our P.O. box. But it actually does show on the – it shows our physical street address on the insurance form. But anyhow, I talked to them about it and said, okay, you know, what happens? And they said, well, you know, if you pay the $199 deductible, we FedEx or UPS Blue or Red – excuse me, UPS Red – a phone to you the next day. And I said, in Copper Harbor? And she said, yep, shows it gets there the next day. Plus we – you know, so they paid for the shipping to get it out to us. They paid for the shipping to send the old one back. And it's a new phone, plus they send you a new charger and a new cable with that.
Oh, nice.
So and it was done overnight.
Yeah, wow.
It was a complete replacement with charger and power cord, and they paid all shipping.
Wow.
That's so great. That was actually a pretty darn good deal. Now, if I happened to be, you know, if I lived next to, you know, a town that had an Apple store, I probably would have still gone in and had them replace the screen because the phone was fine other than the screen was busted.
Yeah.
But you know, the convenience of having the overnight service, shipping paid, and just getting an all-new phone.
Yeah.
Oh, and they sent me a new SIM card, which I didn't need, so I've got a brand new SIM card sitting there. Because all I did is take the SIM card off out of the old phone and put it in the new phone.
Hmm.
But I'm actually, it would have been cheaper if the phone was lost or stolen. Then the deductible's $99.
Yeah.
But, so let's see here. It's broken, $200. If it's stolen, it's $99. But yeah.
Well,
but anyhow, yeah, I'm real happy with them. They did a wonderful job, and Mark had what he needed to go to Disney World, so that was cool.
Cool, very nice.
That's a good story.
Yeah. And Joel, you're up next.
Well, hold on your hats, boys and girls.
Go ahead. I'm
holding. As you know, I'm bidding on a flip phone. And you say, what? Do they still make those? Is this coming from the guy that had, what was it, 15 of them in Ziploc baggies in the top drawer of his dresser?
Mm-hmm.
Answer, yes, yes, and yes. And I'm bidding on one for my current cell phone carrier right now.
Why?
Because I want one.
He's and, got some hits coming up.
And honest, yeah, exactly. I need a burn. Yeah, literally, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, well, work has these, has, you know, gives you the Verizon on my iPhone 5S, mm-hmm. and it works fine, unlimited everything. Mm-hmm. Use it for whatever I want. I thought, well, you know what would be nice is if I had my own number that I could actually stick with, because you guys know I went through a bunch of phones. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my number kept changing. So, which is kind of a pain in the ass whenever people are like, dude, your number changes like friggin' every couple of years. I'm like, yeah, I know, it's a pain in the ass. So I thought, well, I'll just go get a flip phone with the cheapest little inky dinky plan on it. And I'm just going to have that as call it my backup for my backup, because I found quite a few number of spots where Verizon doesn't work and mm-hmm. U.S. Cellular does.
Ah.
Around here,
yeah,
I thought that wouldn't be a bad idea. So that's I don't know, you know, if I'll get it, because I don't want to pay much for it. But I'm like, yeah, and I want to get a mil spec flip phone. You know, I figure after hearing Michael tell so many wonderful stories at the top of Rockaway Mountain, right up when the phone gets so freaking cold, it goes into high heat, power safety, self shields up, save itself, shutdown mode. And I thought, you know what? I don't want that ever happening to me where, you know, it's so cold out or so hot or you falls in water. And, yeah, they're what your communication with the outside world. So I figured, yeah, little spec, flip phone, no butt dialing, simple, cheap, cheap, cheap plan. Because I'm never really going to use it for very much at all.
Yeah.
And so that's that. Plus, I think I'm addicted to flip phones. I still like the damn things. I wish they'd make a flip iPhone.
You know, I kind of feel the same way. My favorite cell phone was the one that I think Motorola made that was called the Communicator, because you could like flick it with your wrist and the thing would pop open just like a Star Trek communicator, and you could talk into it and you know, dial numbers and stuff. To me, that was the most favorite phone I've ever owned, just because it was so much like a Star Trek communicator.
I want to jump on your bandwagon. My favorite phone that I've ever had. Oh, bandwagon.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, how come you didn't play the clip for Goldfinger when Joel mentioned it earlier?
We're not in a really bottom gear. I think that's why, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I missed it. I know he's talking about removing snow tires, but...
my favorite phone was also a flip phone that actually Barry gave me. It was old Motorola black flip phone.
Yeah.
When you first went from... When you had Verizon.
Yeah.
And then you went and jumped ship to AT and fuck T.
Well, that's when I got my first iPhone.
Yeah, you got the very first iPhone. You're like, I'm never going to use this Verizon flip phone again. Yeah. I'm like, this is pretty cool. You're like, yeah, I'll take it if you want it, because it's sitting there. And I used that phone for freaking like 4 years after that.
Was that one of those small, flat, black ones?
Yeah. Yep, flat, black. It was kind of rubbery on the
side. Yeah, I had one of those too.
I freaking loved that phone. And once I figured out how to put custom ringers in it, I'm like, shit, man, this is all... I think I still have that phone. I didn't get rid of it because I liked it so much. But yeah, so I'm like, you know what? I missed my old flip phone. It was simple. It did text, pictures, played music, custom ringers, done. Actually, and it had GPS.
Really?
You know, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I do the GPS for the maps on it all the time. Right. So
Yeah. I remember
that. It did all this shit. That, I mean, it sucked the text on compared to an iPhone. But I'm like, you know what? I want to thank you.
Using it in the background.
I know. It's kind of nice. So there you have it. I'll let you know if I win the bid.
Okay.
Is that John Phillips, Sousa?
I don't know what it was. It just I typed in a search and... And YouTube for bandwagon. I came up with that. Anyway. All right. So that brings us down to... You know, I finally figured out with Joel what's going on. He started off with, you know, the most sophisticated new modern bleeding edge phone, and we started back here and we're crossing paths. It's kind of like Doctor Who and what's her name? River.
Who is that bitch?
Yeah, we're going, we're meeting in the middle now, and Joel's just getting older and older phones, and we're getting newer and newer phones.
Yeah, but the new iPhones, I mean, we're in Geek Corner, and none of us have addressed the new iPhone SE that's out.
Well, it's the same thing as the ones that are out there, except it's a 4-inch phone.
Well, it's the same as the 5. No, because they've got the SE, the replacement for the 5C, the replacement for the 5S, because you got 6, 6 plus, 6S, 6S plus, 6 plus plus,
they're actually 6
XL, 6 XLT tall, 6 LT tall with bell bottoms.
Yeah.
They got all those out there.
Yeah, they're actually dropping the 5s, I believe.
Yeah, I thought about getting an SE. I really did, but because I used to have one that size, and I really kind of liked it. It was like especially if you get the one that, or as they call it, space gray, with the black front. It looked like a miniature of the Obelisk from 2001. And it just
I knew he was going to say that. Does it come a little
Well, I said it in previous podcasts. You could stand it on your desk, and it would stand there and just look like a little miniature of the Obelisk, you know? So I thought about it, but I'm getting kind of used to the screen size of the 6 Plus that I have, you know, because it's easier. I can almost read it without glasses in some cases. Mm. If I had to have glasses to read it, then I probably would buy the SE, because if I have to put on glasses, I might as well get something smaller. Go ahead, Barry.
No, finish. I thought you were done. Go ahead, finish.
I was just saying that, I had thought I wanted to get a smaller phone because I like the feel of it and stuff, mm-hmm. but I've really adjusted to a larger screen, and I like having a bigger screen for some things, mm-hmm. even though I tend to use an iPad more than I do my phone. And, you know, like I've said way too many times in the past, I got the bigger phone because I thought maybe I would use more things on that than the iPad, and it never worked out that way because the screen just isn't big enough.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, I like it. I'm glad that they've got a small phone for people that want a small phone with, and you don't have to use old technology. They're adding the new features like the bigger phones have. It's all good for small people, but I just find, I still have my old 4.
Whoa. Small people? Small people there?
Height challenged.
I feel offended. As the short guy of the group, I fucking feel offended.
Trigger warning. Trigger warning.
But I gotta tell you, I still have my 4S, and the only problem with that size for me is, you know, my thumb blocks the entire screen, so. It's, you know.
Or is it your flipper?
I'll tell you where to put that thumb.
So anyway, but it's a nice phone. It's nice that they brought it out. I'm looking forward to the 7 coming out. Well, I may be looking forward to the 7 coming out. I'll see if they can convince me I don't need an earphone jack.
Yeah, kind of a hard sell, because my current iPhone, I use Google Maps a lot when my wife and I are going places, and I plug it into the auxiliary port in the dash of the Jeep. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I do connect the phone through Bluetooth, but I've never really tried to have Google Maps go through Bluetooth. So, you know, that might be a viable alternative if they get rid of that port. But, you know, I'd have to really kind of mess around before, trying to use Google Maps on Bluetooth before I would buy a phone.
I do that all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, I use Google, and I listen to podcasts, and, you know, Google Maps just pops up with their instructions over it. It backs off the podcast. It's, you know, if you're listening to music, it just, you know, quiets it and then says what it has to, and then it puts it back. Works great.
Yeah, in that case, I figure who needs a 3.5 millimeter port?
Well, it's for all the other times. I use earbuds a lot around the house, and I don't like Apple's earbuds. So I usually, and not only that, but I use them a lot. So I go through them. And as you know, apples are rather expensive. So I usually go down to the Walmart and pick up, like, you know, $7 earbuds.
Don't you have already a pair of wireless Bluetooth earbuds you use when you're riding on the John Deere?
Yeah, but they're for riding on the John Deere.
Yeah, but they're wireless Bluetooth earbuds. Okay, so
they are. And you know what? They work great on the John Deere. Yep. They
only work on the John Deere?
No. They sound like crap.
Oh. Well, is that because of the John Deere or just because
of
that?
No, I think it's just, you know, they weren't expensive Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, too, is I you have to charge them, and I fully charge it, and they last about 2 hours. And that's it.
You actually make a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Anytime you're using Bluetooth earbuds, they have to be charged up.
Yeah.
And the battery could die.
And the batteries aren't that big on them. Because, you know. Now, the new ones that supposedly Apple's going to come out with is they're going to be two little things that you stick in your ears, and there's going to be no wire to connect the two. They're going to be separate things that you stick in your ears, which means you got to charge two of them up.
Yeah, the 6 and the 6S and the 6S Plus are looking pretty darn good. With that little hole on
the bottom. I'm sure Apple's going to have an adapter for you that you can plug into the Lightning plug.
Yeah, and put in
for $29.99 and then put a conventional. Well,
I guess the best way to go would be to have a little pad. You just simply lay them on the pad along with your phone or whatever else and just charge it through that.
If they come up with that, that would be not a bad way to do things.
Because that's available on Android, right? Yeah. You can take an Android phone and just put it on a thing and just charge it.
And rumors are they may be coming out with something like that. Because that's the other thing. If I've got my earbuds plugged in, I can't charge the phone at the same time. So, you know, there's issues here. I'm not liking it. And why are they doing it? Oh, to make the phone thinner. Don't need to make it any thinner. It's thin.
I mean,
enough.
It already is pretty damn thin. How thin does it need to be? Like a piece of paper?
That's, well, you know, they had bending issues in the last phone. Yeah, I guess maybe you guys might get your flip phone.
There you go. Just bend it enough. It'll flip.
You know, probably can fold it in half and stick it in a front pocket, shirt pocket or something, and you bring it out.
There you go.
So, all right. Barty, you're last.
Yeah, talking about size matters. When they first Apple debuted the new iPad Pro, I was kind of interested because I liked the increased power that it had, the increased speed, but I was kind of apprehensive about the size. So I held off on buying one to see if they would ever debut a smaller version of it. And, of course, they did, but it's slightly slower in processor speed and even more slower in graphic speed, and it only has half the RAM that the large one does. Huh. So I already had money saved up to buy a large one. So I went ahead and got it. I didn't have enough money saved up to get one that had Wi-Fi built into it. I mean, the cellular built into it.
Yeah.
But I did get a 128 gig model, and then later on picked up a Apple Pencil, and then later on picked up a Logitech Clear case with the backlit keyboard.
Okay.
I tell you, this is a pretty happening little machine.
Yeah.
It has been an adjustment to get used to the size.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because as you know, during my morning constitutional, I like to...
Your visit to the library.
Exactly. And all my library magazines and books are always in my iPad. So I bring that in with me. And, it's been an adjustment, but I can still play, what the heck's that game, that colony thing, or...
Oh, game,
Clash of Clans?
Yeah, I can still play that and keep up with it, and I can do some solitaire, read some articles and news and things like that, so, but,
Barty,
you know, it's been...
Barty, if you're doing all that, and one visit... You need to see a doctor.
It is a rather long shit. I have to admit that it's a 15 to 20 minute shit every morning. So, and yes, Michael, I do lift up my knees because I do have a higher than average toilet. And your advice has worked out rather well. Thank you very much, Michael.
You're going to have to buy a squatty potty.
But, you know, getting used to the size, which is one thing. But, you know, well, once you get through that, it actually gets easier to use. And one of the things that this iPad has done, it's mm-hmm. it's actually provided me for a reason to use OneNote. Microsoft OneNote. I have a
Office 365. I use that all the time now.
Well, I'm starting to because of the iPad. I have an Office 365 subscription, so I can put Office on a whole heap of machines. And the OneNote thing, I always wanted to use it, but I really couldn't figure out just what to do because like, you had to always type stuff into it. Well, guess what? I can sit down with this nice big iPad and grab the Apple Pencil and just take notes just like on a pad of paper. And I could write it all into OneNote on a single OneNote page in a particular notebook just for work things. And I can send it to the OneNote on my Office laptop. I can send it to every single device I have because they all share the same Office 365 subscription. So I've got all my crap everywhere. And it's been really handy.
Really? All your crap everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, it requires some cleanup at times, okay. But, you know.
Oh, here I sit, brokenhearted. That's down to shit, yet only farted.
Barty, I want to thank you that I have a mental image in my head that's hard for to go away of you using a squatty potty with a giant iPad Pro.
Well, you know,
writing toilet stall poetry on it.
There you go. Well, you know, with the Apple Pencil, you can do shading and things, so you can actually make it look just like a bathroom wall at your favorite public utility location.
He is. He's writing. He's doing. He's doing graffiti in his own bathroom,
and he can turn it into Sharpie marker mode. Sharpie marker mode, you sit there and you can actually Velcro the pad to the sidewall. And then that way you can do it while you're sitting there writing on the wall. I mean, hey, well, how much more realistic can you get? It's its own easel.
Well, our bathroom door is painted with this black stuff that's like a chalkboard. So you can write, write notes on it and stuff.
In your bathroom?
You know, Oh, yeah. We already have that covered.
Okay. Well, I remember reading about that. I didn't realize it was in your bathroom.
We started with having it on a hallway wall where you come up from the basement. We had it there, but we were having so much fun with it that my wife decided to put that in a few other places. So, I mean, and she had painted the bathroom door one color and decided she didn't like it and then repainted it with this.
So, you got to admit, you know, your notes are going to be seen at least once in a day by everybody.
It's a captured audience.
Well, exactly, Joel. But there's only two of us here. So it's not like we have to worry about too many people actually seeing. So, but anyway, getting back to the... Go ahead, Joe.
And I was going to say, you remember the time the roofers came out when they were putting that metal roof on the house, and then one of them came out of the restroom and was laughing hysterically? Bet you he saw one of the boots.
There you go.
Oh, jeez. So you like the iPad Pro, the monster thing, iPad Pro.
It's a screamer. This is like so incredibly fast. You know, when a lot of reviewers said that it was slower faster than a lot of the cheaper iPad Airs and things, mm-hmm. I believe it. After using it, this thing is like so immediate. Wow. Using it with the Logitech case, well, I guess Apple has one, but I chose the Logitech because I just love backlit screens. Hmm. I think that is like the greatest invention. Because if you want to use it at night, you don't have to worry about putting on a light, you know, or because you can see the keyboard. It all lights up. Although to be funny, I have not used it in that laptop configuration very much, but I have used the hell out of the Apple Pencil because you can draw with it, you can take notes with it, and it really is a pretty handy device and holds a charge for like hours. My pencil, at my usage, I can go like about 2 or 3 days with it before I need to recharge it. Wow. And you can recharge it by plugging it into the Lightning port on the iPad itself, or there's an adapter that plugs onto it that lets you plug it in to Lightning port. Lightning charger. So if you've got one for your phone or whatever, and it charges a whole lot faster on that.
Yeah.
But it holds charge for a long, long time.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact that, I mean, it's a nice thing, but I would be real nervous about, you know, plugging the pencil in directly into the bottom of the thing, because it's a rigid thing. And it's a, you know, it's a pencil. It's like, you know, oh, look, I got a pencil sticking out of my iPad. I would be worried that you'd break it.
It does look kind of awkward, and I have the exact same reservations about it.
I'd be worried about breaking it, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, because plus it also makes your iPad look almost obscene, you know, like it's got a hard on or something, you know.
Okay, about that.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of when I plugged it in the bottom. It's like, man, I'm taking this pencil and shoving it up its ass, and that looks like a dark dick. So needless to say, I usually charge my pencil on a typical charger.
Yeah.
So, but I tell you, as far as speed and performance, this iPad is like really friggin' incredible. Mm-hmm. And I opted to get more storage on it. I got it up to 128 gig because this would be really great on an airplane because you can load up a lot of movies on it. It's got a high definition screen. Yeah. So, you know, you could like sit back on flights and just really have a good time enjoying some movies.
Hell, it's a bigger screen than what they give you on the planes.
In a lot of cases, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about getting the smaller size one, but like I said, because it's slower in two different ways and only has half the memory, I figured since I already had the money for it, I would go ahead and get the full size Pro. But like I said, I was kind of apprehensive about the size, but you adjusted that pretty quick, especially if you're like to take a lot of notes. Because let's face it, who wants to go through flipping through, you know, 200 pages worth of notebook paper trying to find something when you can actually just do a quick search electronically on a notebook with all your writing? Mm-hmm. You know, like if you want to just find all the times that you talked about PKI or anytime you wanted to talk about Solaris zones, you put that into the search box and it pops up and you can go whipping through your notes a lot faster. You don't have to go through page by page by page in a serial fashion looking for things. So it's going to be a time saver.
Cool.
I'm really happy I got it.
I myself would be a little leery with the. I think the Apple Pencil's cool, but my only problem is I'm left-handed, and you know I tried it at the Apple Store, and I ended up with like the bottom part of my left hand filled with pixels.
There's like settings that you can put into the iPad for that, because I rest my hand when I'm taking notes. I rest my whole wrist, my whole hand right on the iPad.
That was a left hand joke.
Oh, I didn't get
If you write in pencil, If you're left-handed and you write in pencil, we're pencil pushers instead of, you know, pulling a pencil. So if you write in pencil when you were a kid in school and you're writing like a whole page or something, but when you got done and you looked at your hand, your pinky finger and the side of your hand would be black from writing, from the hand going across the stuff you just write. If you're right-handed, you don't do that because your hand is where you haven't written yet. Huh? Okay. Okay, it's a bad joke. Never if knew I have that. To explain it.
Yeah, well, I guess other lefties would probably get it. You know, fellow southpaws would follow that. Yeah.
But oops. My computer.
But luckily that wouldn't happen electronically, so.
Oh yeah, you got pixels all over your pen.
Yeah, there you go. See? They wipe off easy.
Anyway, all right. Is Michael still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Sorry, Bob. Sorry, Bob. We almost went without this segment, but Michael put something in. Oops.
Package.
I turned down.
Package.
There. Acquiring position. Downloading latest Intel package.
Okay, just a quick note there is, you know, Ingress is fun when you're playing with somebody else, especially as a father-son type operation. And there are enlightened portals all over the place at Disney World. So I kept dropping XMPs and resonators and stuff for Mark. And it was kind of fun because I could see where Mark had been in the parks. So I would kind of scan it like, oh, there's a blue portal. Yep, it's got Mark's game name on it. So I would upgrade his portal and add to it. And that. So we were just doing our part for the Resistance during the week. I won't drag it out any more than that. But it's fun when, you know, it's a whole lot more fun when you're playing with a couple people rather than by yourself.
So it's also
cool to have a father and son experience like that. That's pretty neat. Yeah. That's why I like playing online. A lot of the games that I play with my son and my grandson, that's the biggest reason why you do that. It's just fun for the three of us to enjoy that.
Oh, you like to shoot and kill things. You know that,
yes.
Marty.
Yes, I do. But it's a lot more fun doing it when I've got my son and grandson protecting my sorry, dead, slow ass.
That's true.
Because they're a lot better at this crap than I am.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, Michael, that must have been really neat to do it with your son.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but we weren't in the same place at the same time. So, it was really cool was discovering where he'd been.
The important thing there is what you're saying is that Disney must force all their employees to become enlightened players.
Yeah, that or they have a lot of enlightened visitors. But, yeah. And I got into some really big battles to take portals. I mean, they were fighting me as I was doing it.
Yeah. Wow. All right. That takes us to the next one. But nobody put anything.
Why bother?
So nobody has anything? Any quick add-ins?
Nope.
No, we still need Joel to introduce it, and then we'll just say there's nothing there.
Well, that was way too loud.
Hello and welcome to another late night QRM edition of Bottom Gear. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and today we don't have shit to tell you.
We're gearless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I got nothing.
We're just misfiring.
Yeah, I mean, the closest thing we have is Barry and I both considered taking the snowblowers off the front of our JD tractors and both decided not to because of the weather forecast.
Oh, yeah.
We already talked about that earlier.
That's true. The what? The JDs?
Oh, I'm glad I brought that back up.
Absolutely. And I also, I'm John. I'm going to jump on your bandwagon. And say, I decided not to take the studded snow tires off of Goldfinger.
Oh, hang on. I got to turn the volume back up.
God damn it.
Goldfinger. Hey, by the way, you know who one of the session musicians were that on that recording session for that song?
Oh. No.
Some guy named Jimmy Page.
Really?
Get the heck out of town, man.
Yeah, I heard that on a podcast a few days ago. I was like, really? Wow. It kind of blew me away. That's neat.
Shit. Yeah, that's cool. Michael, I guess you didn't drive the family truckster all week, did you?
No, just to and from the bus. Although, Blücher.
Oh, God damn it.
He's on it. He's on it. Yeah,
he's swinging for the fences.
I got to tell
he's
you.
He's swinging all right.
I got to tell you, this audio cart machine, the audio board.
Yeah,
I'm digging it a lot better, a lot more than the soundboard one. The soundboard's great on a PC, but this audio board on an iPad mm-hmm. is fantastic. They got I can quickly switch between pads, you know, because you have multiple pads. You can only have so many sound effects on or drop-ins on one screen, and I can flip real quick between them. It's nice. It's sweet. And I got them all color-coded now, so they're easier to find.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. I think JC with an E was talking about that after he heard you playing with it, that he went and got it for himself, too.
Yeah, it works great.
In the last SGMR or OMG JK, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. He did mention that he picked one up, and I'm really digging this one better than soundboard. So it's cool. All right, and of course, the Jeep's just sat still, right?
Yep, both Jeepsters are just well, they're not Jeepsters, but both Jeeps are just covered in snow. But I'm sure they'll move when they need to.
And jumping on Joel's bandwagon, I have to say that I too will be looking into removing the snow tires from the beloved Prius.
No! God, that's painful.
Couldn't go without it, Marty.
You know, it'd almost be bearable if you just cut off that screaming at the end.
That's the best part.
Yeah, that's the part where we look forward to.
Yeah, but I have to replace windows every time you do that.
Turn the volume down.
All right, let's go to our final segment, Entertainment Last Month. Welcome as we talk about shows that have, well, they may be old to you, but they're new to us. Entertainment Last Month. And I got to tell you, my wife got me watching, and of course I had to go get it off the Magic Antenna because it already played on the CFE channel and finished playing. It was a mini drama, whatever they call it, you know, the... miniseries, and it was called Childhood's End on CFE, and it's a three-part miniseries, and it was very good. It was about alien visitors coming and basically helping the Earth along and showing them the error of their ways, and it has a pretty cool ending, and you finally end up seeing what the aliens look like, and I'm not going to give any of it away. It was a pretty cool miniseries. I let's put it this way. My wife got me watching a segment of the second show, and I said, okay, I'm going to stop watching because I'm going to get this thing and I'm going to watch it. And I ended up marathoning all the way through all three. 2 hours. They were 2 hour or hour and a half. I think they were hour and a half segments. And I marathoned until the wee hours of the morning and watched all three together back.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Is this based upon Arthur C. Clarke's book?
Yes, it is.
And how well does it stick to the book?
I don't know. I never read the book. But the ending is very Arthur C. Clarke-like. You know, it reminded me a lot of 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, so it was interesting. It kept my attention enough that I watched all three back to back. So
wow!
And Michael, you're next.
Oh, Michael!
Michael, Did we lose?
I'm here. Sorry. Oh. No, I'm here. Well, you know, I'm unpacking. I'm trying to grab something to eat and running around the house, so I've got things on mute. Anyhow, what's next? I still don't have a computer open.
Oh, yeah. Did you get your entertainment last month and your Netflix pick?
Oh, okay. No, whiskey's up at the man cave. I haven't even been up there yet. Anyhow, yes, Mysteries at the Museum is my current Netflix pick. And it's, I don't know if it's a whole season or two seasons, but it looked like, I think it's Travel Channel or Winning Channel or something like that. But each segment is a whole collection of short stories about interesting items found in museums. And it's like one of those perfect, although I don't have a Lazy Boy anymore, it's one of those perfect sit on the couch when you're tired and fall asleep during type segments.
Okay.
But I mean, they're interesting, but yeah. you know, you can come back and watch them again. Mm-hmm. But and it's like, oh crap, there's like 35 episodes you can watch.
Oh, I'm gonna have to
and just, you know, it's good light fare. I enjoyed it. So yeah. If
I like those because
you get to the point where go ahead,
you can watch those and, you know, like maybe even peruse on the internet or something at the same time. You know, it's
yep,
those shows are usually pretty good. Like, I'll pay bills and put something like that on, you know. So yes, I'll have to check that out, definitely.
So yep, that's okay. My pick. And other than that, on the way back from Disney World, okay, I'll keep working back into that, but I did mention in my podcast that shall not be named that how many more plugs can I get in here, but I had to work MacBook. And I will say one thing, I normally don't run this thing portable. Mm-hmm. So this is a 2015 MacBook Pro. Mm-hmm. I watched the entire season 9, including Christmas special, season 9, including Christmas special, on one charge, and still had like 40% left on it.
Wow. That's great.
Because I could not get comfortable on the bus, so every time I tried to, you know, doze off, I kind of repositioned myself, pulled the MacBook back out, and off again I went, watching another episode. And that was brought on by a couple of things. First of all, the Wi-Fi in the bus was abominable. The ping time was 6 to 8 seconds.
Oh wow.
And it took minutes to load a page.
Wow.
Oh my god. Yeah.
And we reached the end of our data plan data wise on Wednesday. So I've been paying $15 a gig.
Ouch.
Since.
Yeah.
But I wasn't gonna tell Mark he couldn't use his phone for the rest of Disney. So this is the first time I've done that. I just go, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. Cool. That's good to know that.
Now you tell him. I'm just gonna like just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, the next show I have to recommend. If you liked Police Squad. If you like the Naked Gun movies,
I
recommend going and checking out Angie Tribeca on TBS. Now, the season's over, so, you know, you can find it on the Magic Antenna, or you can go, if you've got cable or something, I'm sure they have, you know, their whatever they've got offered for TBS to go play old shows. But it is, yeah, the same kind of humor with the word play and the stupid jokes. And well, there's Angie Tribeca, and she's a detective, and her new partner is Jay Giles. And
from the Jay Giles band?
It's just, that's his name, Jay Giles. And there's names that continue kind of like that throughout there. The only one that's got a serious, normal name and acts serious throughout the thing, does human things, is the canine officer, which is, you know, he's a dog. He's a German Shepherd. And they have him drinking coffee and sitting in working on the computer. And
I would like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. So go see if you can probably find. I don't think it's made Netflix or any of those yet, because this was the first season this year, and It's the star who plays Angie Tribeca's Rashid Jones. She's Quincy Jones and Peggy Lipton's daughter, and you may have known her on Parks and Recreation. She also had a jaunt on The Office, and so she's a good comedic actress, and I recommend it. It's if you like the dumb police squad stuff, you'll enjoy Angie Tribeca. So
yeah, you're pretty good.
Yeah, and then the last one, which I just added before I came up here, because my wife has been watching this all. She watched the entire first season, and the second season starting next Saturday, and so Stars right now is currently marathoning the first season, and she started watching it, and I sat in the middle of, like, I think the second show, and I started watching it. The name of the show is called Outlander. It's on Stars, and the basic concept of it is there's a woman in 1945 over in England, and she and her husband were doing some research and genealogy and stuff, and they were told about these mystic stones up on a hill, and she went up to check out the stones, and and she's also a botanist, so she was looking at the floral life and everything there, and she was up by the big stone, and she went to lean on it, and I didn't see it, so my wife was telling me, she went to lean on it and basically kind of went through it and ended up in the year 1745 with the Scotsmen. So it's kind of like the Vikings, as in, you know, they really get the period right and everything, and it's the drama. And I just gotta say, is it caught my attention to the point that the magic antenna is now downloading the entire first season, so I can watch this thing in its entirety. So that's one I would also recommend. So.
But that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So that's all I have. If anybody else wants to add anything there. No? Once? Twice? Joel, you already got a diesel truck picked out.
Actually, no, I'm looking at a gas truck right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it then. We've come to the end of show 210. Our musical guest tonight is ZZ Top with their hit Legs. And
nice.
So with that, we want to say thank you to all the military members out there, both CONUS and OCONUS. Thanks for what you're doing. Stay safe, especially you OCONUS guys. And we hope you get home to your families and friends real soon. Until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. So with that.
Yes, indeed.
From the Monadnock region in southwest New Hampshire, which is noisy with peepers, I'm Barry J.
And also from the Monadnock region, this is Joel.
And from central New York, this is Barty.
And from an unusually quiet kitchen at the Uper household, this is Michael, the virtual Uper.
All right, that's it.
Okay, wait a minute.
All right. Polite clap.
Yay! Thank you, Michael.
All right, that's show 210, 211 coming up soon. Until then, here's ZZ Top. You Samson, speak. Good boy.